Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Well, it's been a series of bad weeks for Donald Trump, but our good friend Todd Zwillick had a great week last week. Todd, how you doing?
Thanks, John. I did have a great week. I hope you did too.
Yes. Well, I was off. I was not even focused on anything like the bad weeks of Donald Trump's candidacy, which seemed to be crystallizing the view that his candidacy may have permanent consequences for the House and Senate. There are a handful of incumbents in the Senate that are feeling what's being called the Trump burden, and if enough of them lose their seats this fall, it could spell an end to the Republican majority in both the House and Senate, or either one. Takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick, what do you think about that?
Yeah, Senate probably. I mean, the Democrats could make some significant gains due to the Trump down ballot effect, which appears to be hurting Republicans. I'm still of the mind, and I'm not alone in this, that the chances of Nancy Pelosi being Speaker next January are still pretty low. Republicans have a massive majority in the House. It takes more than one election to undo it, unless it's a utter complete meltdown. However, the Senate was trouble for Republicans, John, before Donald Trump ever even came on the scene. And now it's potentially worse. Remember, the bottom line here is 54 to 46. That's the current Republican majority. But Republicans are defending 24 seats. Dems are only defending 10. And right there, that's a problem. You see, you have a lot more targets to hit, right? You already know the list. New Hampshire, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Illinois, North Carolina, places like that, where Democrats are really trying to put a dent in here. And I'm just going to go over a couple of the most interesting ones. Democrats have a real good chance here. New Hampshire's a place. Kelly Ayotte is the senator, the incumbent. She's running against the former New Hampshire governor, Maggie Hassan. Now, the Trump effect has been huge here. Kelly Ayotte is slightly behind in this race and has been one of these Republican incumbents who really can't even say the name of the Republican nominee who she's voting for and supports but hasn't endorsed and criticizes but is still voting for. You see the trouble? And she's getting hammered on this. So wow. You see this pattern in some other places around the country, too. Now, Trump is deeply unpopular in New Hampshire. Kelly Ayotte is a lot more popular than Trump is. And she's getting dragged down by this. Go down to Pennsylvania also, where Pat Toomey, the incumbent senator, is running against Katie McGinty. Now, she's up about 2.5. But here you see McGinty polling way behind Hillary Clinton, who's up an average of about 9 points across Pennsylvania. So Katie McGinty is one of the weaker Democratic candidates who, if this was a pure down ballot effect, she should be destroying Pat Toomey based on Hillary Clinton's coattails. She isn't. This isn't just a Trump effect. This is also a weak Hillary Clinton coattail effect, because Katie McGinty should be rocking that race, and she's really not. She is slightly ahead. Democrats really, really want that one, John. And outside money's pouring into Pennsylvania. It's a TV state. Gabby Giffords endorsed the Republican Pat Toomey because he sponsored a bill on universal background checks, so he got Gabby Giffords' endorsement. We'll see if that changes anything. And the last one I'll bring you to here is just Ohio, which is fascinating. Rob Portman is the incumbent running against a former congressman and Governor Ted Strickland. Portman is a Republican who's overcoming the Trump effect. Clinton is up about 5 in Ohio, John, but Rob Portman is up about 6. An 11-point swing. He's getting out from under the Trump effect, but he's one of the only ones. This is a problem across the board for Republicans, and they're fighting against this.
Finally, before we go, just a couple of seconds. Is the House, the problem in the House because of redistricting? When I say redistricting, my staff goes into a coma, but is part of it that they've engineered a permanent majority so the Tea Party is going to be back again no matter who wins the presidency?
Of course, gerrymandering and redistricting is an anti-democratic problem across the country. There's no question about it, but districts can swing. And the thing about Trump is he is not popular in any suburban areas, and people with college educations are not voting Trump. That's why Nancy Pelosi thinks she can make some gains here.
Good to remember. Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Thanks so much.
You got it.